Hello, everybody. Hope Savara here with a daily dose of hope. It's a little bit later than 9. It's like 9:12. But I didn't have my stuff together this morning to pop on at 9 o'clock. I hope you're doing well. It's Thursday. That means that it is not Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I hope you're doing great. I was not on last week. I just wasn't. But I'm here today, and I was thinking to myself this morning, what am I going to talk to y'all about? What am I going to have on for a show? And this morning, I popped on Facebook to check a couple of messages, and somebody's post popped up in my feed that is in the trucking world, and I started reading the comments because that's sometimes what I do, and all of a sudden, I was just like, I'm so sick of this. And this is what I thought. What a great theme for a daily dose of hope today. I think many of you struggle with this. Maybe you are this person. And if you are, we'll know that by the comments in this video today. I'm talking about negative people. And it seems to be a lot worse in today's world with social media and the ability for people to say whatever they want to say without any consequences, and people's ability to say what they want to say without ever having to actually face the other person, without ever having to actually feel the emotional friction of saying what it is that they're going to say. And in reading these comments on this person's post, that is in relationship to trucking. This person is amazing. She's doing amazing things for the trucking world. And people were just jabbing. I mean, it just is like, I wanted to come through the camera and do this. And I thought, you know, this might be worth talking about because I think we've all either encountered this or maybe realized or recognized we are this person and have changed. Maybe we haven't and we are this person. Regardless of the fact, we all struggle with it, and I feel like it's not talked about enough because anybody that is feeling this, anybody that has experienced this, usually doesn't want to talk about it because of all the negative people, because of all the people that come in like energy vampires and just suck the life out of any conversation and anything that they want to bring up in conversation. So today, I'm talking about it. And I don't care if you're a trucker, I don't care if you're a yogi. I don't care if you're a mother. I don't care if you're a school teacher. I don't care what you do for a living. This is not about what you do. This is about us as people and trying to be better people or recognize who these jackasses are and kind of kick them out of our life. Let me tell you a little story. I did not realize until I was an adult that I was surrounded by certain people that were like this in my life, and they were influencers in my life. And I didn't realize that they were narcissistic, that they were super negative, and that I had taken on these traits. And as positive as I was, this undertone of always thinking things are never gonna go right, of always thinking that I'm kind of had this like negative tendency, and it was a learned behavior. So part of this today is hopefully, one, learning a little bit more about this, but two, also having a little bit of compassion, because sometimes these people don't even know that they're doing it. Good morning, Robert. How are you? Hopefully the lady next to you in the truck got some sleep, and if she didn't, then she'll learn her lesson to run her mouth, which how appropriate for you today too. Negative people. Okay, so how to spot a negative person? Like, I think sometimes we might confuse being positive or having a friend and being negative, because sometimes you do need someone to just kind of like vent on or like say hey to. But then there's those people that never, ever, ever, ever have anything good to say, that never, never, never have anything positive, that can't be happy for other people. We want to watch out for these people, okay? And I think sometimes we forget that we have control over our life. No, I just go and park next to them. Yes, you are a smart man. I love you, Robert. Okay, so how do we spot these negative people and what do we do about them? But first, let's try to like figure out what their traits are. One of the things is that they always like to tell you exactly how to do things. Hey, good morning, Jeff. So if you had know somebody in your life that always knows everything about everything, but has zero experience in anything, they probably have some of these traits. They probably are one of those people that you might want to stay away from, and maybe those are worthy of blocking on Facebook. The second thing is they live in a default position. This is something that I didn't recognize and didn't realize actually was a trait in people. And once I started noticing this, it's like I could pick these people out and it was like, stay away. I am not going to be friends with them. I'm not going to interact with them because it's draining. It is absolutely draining to have to come up against some of these people because they just feed on being negative all the time. So they live in the default position. What happens, this is what was like a mind-blowing thing, because here's the science behind negative people, okay? So there's a part of your brain called the amygdala. And this amygdala is an alarm in our brain. And it senses, it looks for fear and danger. Now, 200 years ago, 300, 400, 500 years ago, however long you want to go back, it doesn't matter. Stone Age, you know, whatever. That part of the brain was really important, because if a bear was going to eat us, or we were gonna die of starvation in a blistering cold winter, whatever it was, an animal, we had to fight for our food, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That part of our brain triggers, and we think, holy shit, I better get out of here. This is really dangerous. So that part of our, I have no filter. I sometimes don't have a filter either, but there's jackasses and then there's people that don't have a filter. So this amygdala, okay? This amygdala is connected to our fight or flight part of ourself, part of our brain. And for some people, that is just like taken over. It is like they sense danger. This is really important because this helped me understand people because I always took everything personal. They sense danger when somebody is successful. They sense danger when somebody is doing something that they're not doing. They sense danger when somebody else is challenging what they believe to be true. And they don't have the skill set to just have a conversation. They don't have the skill set to just be able to agree to disagree and have a healthy relationship still. This is one of the reasons why I love one of my husband's family members, because my husband and he have complete opposite views on many things, politics included. And I love it because I'm in awe because the two of them can sit down and have a conversation and debate and at the end of the day, still have a beer together. They love each other. They have no qualms. They can have that disagreement. They can be challenged and still compartmentalize that and still know at the end of the day, that doesn't change the fact that I like you still, that we're still friends. So those people that don't have the ability to do that, that amygdala is still stuck in that fight or flight sensation. They're still stuck in the everything that challenges what I know is bad. And this is really important because this part of the brain, you can't just change with logic. You can't just change with talking to someone or telling them they're an idiot or yelling at them or slandering back at them on Facebook. Like that logic doesn't work with those people because they don't have the brain waves. They literally don't have the bandwidth to be able to rationalize that out. Like it has to be relearned. It's a skill that has to be kind of undone. So that sometimes can help us have a little bit of compassion for the people, those of us that aren't crazy. I'm probably gonna get comments about that. Just trying to make some humor. May I share this in She Trucking? Absolutely, absolutely. We're talking about negative people today. We're talking about why they're negative. We're talking about how to deal with them. And we're talking about just this process of understanding. And if you are a negative person, maybe this is the first step in your 12-step becoming not negative program that can help you change these behaviors. I didn't realize growing up that I was influenced day in and day out by somebody that was narcissistic and negative until I became an addict and struggled with depression and all this other stuff, tried to commit suicide, blah, 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 all that stuff, doesn't matter. I didn't realize until I was going through this process of trying to get well that that influence and that behavior deeply affected who I was. And then I got clean and I was able to move into recovery, but all these patterns were still happening. And it was like digging through the dirt, okay? So we were just talking about negative people like to tell you what to do all the time, even though they have no idea what they're talking about and they've never done it. And even if maybe you have some platform to be like, hey, I know this, I don't know everything, they don't care. They don't care because you're challenging. It's that fear response that they are gonna somehow look less than. That amygdala is still stuck in fight or flight, okay? We can't change that for them. But understanding that, we can go, oh yeah, they're there. Like, okay, it's not worth it. Number three, they love secrecy. Okay, so this is one thing I've really noticed. It's like people that like to, they usually are stuck in that. And it's one thing to be like, hey, can I share this in confidence with you? Hey, can I ask you a question about this or about that person? Because I'm not sure. But it's like they feed off of that need to hype things up constantly. Stay away from that. You guys, I think sometimes we forget. It's like going to the doctor, okay? You go to the doctor and you share with the doctor these symptoms. And the doctor says, hey, I'm gonna give you this prescription. We forget that we are going into the practice of medicine, and it's really like we act like it's God. We act like we have to do that. We act like this is what I have to do or else. Like, you have control over your health. You have control over your choices. And even with these people, like, you have control whether or not to let them in, to tell them to shut up, to walk away, to unfriend them. Like, we forget that we have that control over our lives. Now, you can do it in a nice way. You don't have to be a jerk about it, but we forget that we have that control. And that's one thing that yoga has taught me. I've been practicing and teaching yoga for almost 20 years, and yoga played a huge role in recovery for me because it changed my mind. It changed my mind. It changed how I looked at life. It changed my relationship with people. It changed my relationship with myself. And the reason it did that for me is because we get in these poses, okay? We sit and we breathe. We have to do that scary thing called meditation. And it makes us have to see and deal and feel our shit. Like, that was the most powerful thing for me. And I hear this from truck drivers a lot, where it's like the mind, it's like, if it doesn't kill me first. I think Robert said that, a few other people have said that. And I get that because I've struggled with depression and suicidal thoughts and some pretty heavy shit in my life. And yoga has always been that backbone for me to go back to and be like, okay, what am I responsible for in my life and what am I not responsible for? What can I change and what can I not change? And people, you can change the people in your life. And if social media is a big part of that, unfriend them, okay? Stop with the conversation, say no. Most of those people have no boundaries. They have no sense of boundaries. So you have to set them. Don't let them in your life if they bug you that much. Okay, they're pessimists, all right? And I think some of us are naturally optimists and some of us are naturally pessimists. This goes back to that amygdala in the brain. If you're constantly in fight or flight mode, you are constantly in starvation mode. Think about it. If you're always hungry, you're always thinking, where am I gonna be able to get my next food? Like, it's either now or never. We're always thinking like it's too good to be true. It's not gonna happen. And the good thing is you can change that response. So if you find that you are that person, guess what? First things first, start surrounding yourself with people that are optimists. Start challenging those thought waves. Start writing down the things that you are grateful for. Probably, what was it now? I don't know, maybe like 2 months ago, maybe a little bit more than that, 3 months ago, I did a show on goal setting. When is the last time you sat down and thought, what do I want for myself? What am I good at? What are my goals? And just because you're a truck driver, my dad was a sewer pipe layer, I don't care if you're a teacher, I don't care if you're a stay-at-home parent, whatever you are, don't use that as an excuse to say that you don't have any goals. That's bull. We can all have goals. We can all overcome adversity. We can all overcome challenges. You don't get to use that as an excuse. I could have said, poor me, you know, I struggle with an eating disorder and addiction and I lost my daughter and like, poor me, life is never gonna get better. And I chose not to let that be my story. So whatever your story is, like, I'm sorry for what happened to you, but get over it. Move on. Use it to become your strength, your secret weapon. My secret weapons in life are the shit that I've been through and survived. Like, let that be a positive for you. Let that be a tool to help you lift people up instead of bury people down. So my advice for you is stay away from the pessimists. It's not even worth calling them out. Instead, be optimistic around them. If you can't get out of their lives, if you have to engage with them, here's something that I've been trying to do. Because I have people in my life that are very pessimistic, that are very negative. We're gonna talk about energy vampires, and I can't get away from them because they're my family. So what I've tried to do is instead continue to be that person that I wanna be. Continue to go to yoga, continue to take care of myself, continue to try to eat better food, even though they make shitty comments to me. Continue to try to be optimistic, to see the positive. I write down my goals every day. I write down what it is that I want. I have a plan, at least even if it's just something small. Like if your goal is weight loss, if your goal is to move more, if your goal is to drink more water, if your goal is to retire before you're 95 years old, whatever it is, like, be proud of that goal, write it down, share it with people. And if those people don't understand, find other people that do, that will support you. There are people out there. Don't just let one person tell you that you can't do that and you can't have that, because guess what? The more confident you become in who you are, the more you wanna share your gifts, the more you wanna be somebody worth being around, the people come out of the closet. Like, they love that. And you gotta be ready for that. All right, next one. They struggle and they love bad news, okay? This is why social media is seriously a wildfire for fake news. Because people love sharing bad. Think about it. I don't watch the news anymore, but it's like, the only good story. One time I literally turned on the news with my husband because he wanted to watch the weather, because we own properties and he has to plow. And he worked in construction for a really long time. Literally the only good story on the news station was that a fire department rescued a flipping cat. Like, that's all they had good to share. So if you find yourself kind of sucked in to that bad news snowball effect, you gotta pull yourself out, okay? You literally have to pull yourself out. Like, I refuse the clickbait. I will not click on that crap. And you have to step away and choose to see the opposite, because those people will just suck you in and take you for all it's worth. Hey, Alan, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. All right, so we're talking about negative people. We're talking about what to do about them. We're talking about how to spot them. I feel like it's everywhere. I feel like it's constantly just saturating social media, and it's annoying, and they rain on everybody's parade. They have nothing good to say about anything. And I'm just here to talk about it today because I feel like it's something that needs to be talked about, and I'm sure the negative people out there are not gonna like this, and that's okay, and we'll know who you are by the negative comments, and that's all right too. So these people, remember, so again, I'm going back for those of you that are just tuning in, these people, that part in your brain, okay, there's a science to being negative and being positive, and the amygdala in your brain is still wired like you are living in the forest, hunting for your food. Every day is survival. That fight or flight point in your brain is so firing so hard that you can't think beyond that. You can't see beyond that. It is so difficult for you. There is no logic that someone can talk to you about when you are in that negative personality category. This has to be kind of a transition over time. And with support, you can love that person. You can keep being yourself. That can be a great way to try to turn that around. But arguing with them will not work, will not help. Okay, they have a thin skin. Anything you say bothers them. Anything they say, you take it the wrong way. Like, you know right away, like, stay away. Any accomplishments, you can't share accomplishments with them. You can't share when you've had a win with them. You can't share that, like, you're trying to do this thing. Like, right away, they'll point out all the ways that it's probably going to go wrong. Like, it's draining. It is exhausting. Being the negative person, also having to try to fight them constantly. They complain a lot. They play victim a lot. We get caught in this cycle, okay? Everything is a cycle in some way, shape, or form. And there is usually the victim, and there's usually another person, and then there's the hero, okay? Like, who are you in that threefold, all right? If you're always the victim, it's like, poor me, poor me, poor me. Everything someone does, even if it has nothing to do with you, it somehow has something to do with you, and they don't know how to get out of it. Be careful, though. Be careful. I fell into this trap for a really long time. If you are a hero, okay, you have a hero personality, you like to come in and you like to save people. You like to come in and you like to make things better. And obviously, if someone is falling through the ice and you're ice fishing, be the hero and save them. Absolutely. If a dog is about to bite a kid, yeah, pull him away from the dog. Be the hero. Totally appropriate. If you're driving and you see someone over on the side of the road that needs help, be the hero. Help them. Absolutely. Those are being good Samaritans. That's being a good person. But being a hero to a victim mentality person and rescuing them constantly, whenever they say, help, help, life is hard, or poor me, I'm struggling, does not help them. It feeds them. It validates their place in where they feel in society. Someone said something really, really powerful one time. It was actually my therapist. Yes, I have seen a therapist. Had a lot of shit happen to me in my life. And sometimes you need someone to help speak some logic into your life. As you can tell, I have nothing to hide, you guys. She said to me one time that sometimes the best way to help somebody is to walk away. I walked away from a family member of mine for 2 years because I couldn't do it anymore. And that was the hardest thing I did in my life. And then it was also the best thing I did in my life because that person eventually came back. I developed compassion for this person's situation. That space helped me to grow. That space helped me build my confidence. That space helped me realize that that person's crap is not mine. So if you are the hero, usually the good Samaritans are the hero, just make sure you're being the hero for the right people and not for the wrong people, because sometimes the best lessons we learn are the ones that we have to learn on our own and are the ones that we have to learn at rock bottom. And sometimes being a part of that is allowing them to live their life and not having us live their life for them. Okay, they never really leave their comfort zone. Have you ever found yourself in that situation where it's like, I really want to do this. I really want to do this. And it's really hard to step out. You're scared. You're nervous. Like, that's one thing, okay? That's you just being scared because things are new and you're uncertain, but like you're trying to make effort. I want to encourage you, if you're that person and you resonate with that, like, keep going. That's a good uncomfortable. Like, if you're starting a new journey in fitness, it's going to be hard to do those things. You're going to not want to do them. It's going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel weird because you're the only dude in the fitness center at the TA Petro. Like, who cares? Guess what? You're the only dude in the TA Petro using the fitness center. Hello, score. Like, that's one thing. But there's another group of people that never want to leave their comfort zone because then it challenges all they know. It challenges all they know and they will be exposed. And that makes them uncomfortable. It's like, I'm just going to keep bitching and complaining about these couple things. And I'm just going to keep running my mouth about these couple things, but I'm not actually going to ever take action because that's scary. Okay? So the people over here are seeing the good. They want to do good. They try to step out. They might be looking for help and they want to get better. These people, they don't want to get better at life. They just stay in that comfort zone. These people over here, they know they don't want to stay there. Even if they're not successful all the time trying to step out, they're making the effort. So there is kind of two categories. If you're over here, like, I gotcha. I want to help you. Like, you can do this. It's all up here. People ask me all the time, Hope, how did you overcome addiction in the way that you did without medication? How did you manage and work through depression and anxiety, like debilitating anxiety, people, without medication? One, in the back of my brain, I just always felt like I didn't want to do that way, because if I can't feel the shit I'm in, how am I gonna get through the shit I'm in? If I can't feel the stuff I'm feeling, how am I ever gonna be able to know anything else? So that was part of it. But two, like, I wanted to live a better life. So aside from if you're a negative person, if you're a positive person, I wanna ask you here today and ask yourself this question. Do you really want a better life than what you have right now? Because if you don't, that's okay. Like, then you're in your comfort zone and that's what you like and that's how you're gonna continue and that's totally cool. Like, I'm okay with that. But if you don't and you have aspirations, you're writing down your goals, hopefully you dust off that notebook, like, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. I tell myself every single day when I'm doing things that are new for me and different for me and they're outside my comfort zone that, like, this is normal, Hope. I'm feeling uncomfortable because I've never done this before. Like, I literally talk to myself and talk myself through these things. And what's the worst that can happen? I fail, then I know that that doesn't work and I have to do something else. So step out of that bubble. Okay, step out of that bubble. Ask other people, find other people. That's why support programs are so successful, because it's other people trying to do the same thing. So we all are trying to get better. Let's all support each other. The people that don't want to do that, you know they're in the negative category. Stay away from them. Stay away from them. All right, they love this one. Okay, now you are never gonna talk in a conversation. And this is like totally gonna be in your brain forever, okay? They love on things, but always have the word but. Like, it's such a nice day at the beach, but there's too many people here. Oh, it's such a nice day to go, I love going on a vacation, but I don't like flying an airplane. Oh, it's this, but this. Oh, I like going to the truck show, but everyone blah, blah, blah. Or I like doing this, but, and there's always a but to everything. Sometimes there are buts, okay? But there's a but to everything. I have a few people in my life that literally I cannot have a conversation with, because it's like you share something and then they're like, oh, that's so great, but never happened, or this and that. So stay away from those people. Turn your mind onto that and change those conversations. Stop those conversations. Point that out to people. Like, just, you guys, that we have to wake up that these people cannot continue to control our life. That their opinion is so small, is so pessimistic, is so insignificant, that it's halting and it's stopping the things that we want to do in life. This is a logic that I have found myself having over and over and over again. One of my parents was really, really negative, really narcissistic, great heart. Like, I have compassion for this person because it's like, now I know, like, he's been through a lot of shit. But he's one person. Like, am I really gonna let one person not let me do what I want to do in my life? I mean, think about that. One person, equal in humanity to you, that you're gonna let stop you from doing something that you want to do. Like, that's just not logical. That's like dumb. And so my hope is we need to think about this, that, you know, these are people too. And we can think about that on like the positive people thing. Like, you know, these are people too. Like, we should love on them, and we should, and we should respect them, and we should. But if they're not giving that back, one, we don't have to be a jerk about it. But two, like, what they say is like, is insignificant. Like, if someone says, you're never going to be able to lose weight. If someone says, like, that diet doesn't work. If someone says, like, oh, this is that, or you're never going to be, like, usually they're saying that about themselves, and you're doing something that they want to do. Remember, they're not willing to step out of their comfort bubble, and that provokes them. That gets under their skin. If you're watching from the very beginning of this broadcast, I said this morning I popped on Facebook to check a couple of messages from last night that I had, and someone that I am friends with in the trucking world, her feed popped up. She had a great post. She's doing so many amazing things for the trucking industry. And it was like, there's just people on there that were just douchebags. And it was just like, the things they were ripping her apart for were just like dumb. I mean, I don't see you doing the things that she's doing. It's like those people can't handle the fact that someone is going outside their comfort bubble and doing things that they want to do, but they're not willing to do. That is always a first sign that you are moving forward in life. The more haters you get, the more you move to the top, the more people are going to try to just pull you down. And if we can kind of toughen our skin, this is why I love yoga so much. And I know I'm using yoga and toughen your skin in the same sentence, but it's all about the mind. It's all about overcoming the thoughts in our mind. And if you're not engaging on a daily basis with a mind dump, with a place that you can get clear and strengthen your thoughts and who you are and draw clarity to what it is and where it is that you're going, you are going to struggle, my friend. And I'm sharing this with you because I've been there, and I'm challenged with that every day as I try to challenge myself, as I try to grow myself. Like, I'm challenged with those thoughts every day that, like, hope you're not enough, you're insignificant, you're not smart enough, you're only a woman, like, how are you ever gonna be able to do these things? People aren't gonna like that, you don't have enough qualifications. Like, so many things, I like hear this stuff in my head, like, it goes on. But it's about removing ourselves from those thoughts. And we can't do that if we're constantly engaging with that level of negativity on social media, with the people in our lives. Like, we just can't do it. You can't grow. Like, you have to squash that. And I'm saying that because I'm finding this more and more true in my life. And I think for many of you, you're in that same boat. And there's a good way to do it, a healthy way to do it, and the unhealthy way is to sink to their level, is to fight back. That's why so many people, it's like they stay silent, I think, because it's just not worth the energy. It's not worth it. These people are crippled because a part of their brain doesn't want them to reach success. And I see this happen a lot in addiction. I talk with a lot of people that have struggled with addiction or are trying to get out of addiction and into recovery. I seem to attract people like that, and they're always like, hey, can I talk or message or whatever it is. And I can relate to that because when I was knee deep in an eating disorder and struggling with drugs and alcohol, that it was like I hated it, but I loved it at the same time. I hated it because it was ruining my life, and eventually I got to the place where I had a little bit of insight and foresight to see that, but I was comfortable because it was predictable and familiar. And I think this happens a lot with people when they're trying to lose weight, when they're trying to become healthy, when they're trying to adapt an exercise program or curb eating behaviors, because they hate it, they know it's wrong, they want to feel better, but the immediate sense of comfort and relief is gratifying enough that then it just kind of holds them over. The problem with that is the cycle needs to get more and more narrow, meaning like I eat this, I feel good for a while and before maybe you're able to go like all day until the next day, but eventually then it like every 4 hours, every 3 hours, every 2 hours, like every hour it has to be like, I have to be eating this sugary food, or I have to be eating this macaroni, or I have to be sleeping all the time, or whatever it is, or doing drugs, or whatever it is, like the gap gets smaller. We have to challenge that gap. Uncomfortableness, discomfort is in the middle, is between where you are right now and where you want to be. If you're not willing to walk through that, that is not gonna happen. You're not gonna get there. So it's learning to be uncomfortable. And negative people, narcissistic people, they don't know how to do that. They don't wanna do that. It's too much, it's overwhelming. Remember that amygdala says fight or flight, and they walk back and they say, danger, that's quicksand, I'm going to die, versus let's step back and think about this. How can I get over the quicksand? Like, their brain doesn't think like that. Like, it's just not happening. So I want to challenge you, if you're listening to this, you have to get to that place. The only way to do that is to start looking at what you're engaging in during the day, who you're surrounding yourself with. Stop falling into the social media trap and just getting sucked in by those people that have nothing better to do with their life than be negative and rag on people that are trying to do good. Like, you have to separate. And maybe once in a while, face to face, because social media has a tendency to create barriers, tell them that they're in the wrong. Like, dude, you're being a jerk. Like, that can also be powerful, but when you're coming from a place of compassion, when you're coming from a place of wanting the best for them and for yourself, like, not from hate, and that's really hard to do. And this is, again, where it's like, I'm not just trying to spew yoga on you guys, but like, there's so much more to this idea of stretching and breathing and sitting quietly. If it's meditation is weird for you, then just like sitting quietly, call it. I don't care what you call it. But learning to be uncomfortable, this was probably one of the biggest things yoga taught me, was like, I'd come into a pose and I felt weak and I felt like I was gonna fall over because my balance wasn't good. I wasn't flexible in certain areas and it was really uncomfortable physically for me. People always call it pain, but really pain is like, help, I'm on fire. help, like a bear is gonna rip my arm off. Usually there's a variance between, you know, what is actual pain and what feels good. That for another conversation. But my point with that is if we can put ourselves in safe, healthy experiences that teach us these skills, we can then bring them into our lives. So I know for some of you, you are working with me with Mother Trucker Yoga, you're following me, you're doing some of my stuff, you're listening to my meditations, you're using our sleep tracks, whatever it is. Like, what's happening is we're trying to teach your brain, teach your body, teach your skill set how to do these things in a safe, comfortable environment so that you can then translate and transfer those same skills into your life. Like, it might not seem that fancy, but it works. Okay, last two things here. These people are what I call energy vampires. Yes, energy vampires. They suck the life out of everything. They suck the life out of anything good, anything happy, anything blissful. They always like to rain on everybody's parade. And we call them vampires because you literally feel drained. Like, I'm at a place where it's like, now I can walk into a room and I can literally sense who's negative. Like, I can feel it. And I think for many of us, we've also been in that instance before. Have you ever walked into a room and it's like you just feel someone where it's just like they just want to hug you? They're so positive. They're so upbeat. And you can feel it. You're drawn to them. You're attracted to them. You want to be around them. There's just something that you can't put your hands on or your thoughts on. That's because that's like they're radiating positivity. Like, everything is energy, people. It's science. It's not woo-woo. It's science. Like, we all are vibrating. Everything. A rock, your bed, your truck, the dirt, you, your food. That's why we eat living food, because we're living beings. You are what you eat. Like, that's not just a saying, you guys. There's logic to that. Negative people are usually low vibrating. It's called hertz. Like, they're very low vibrating. They like to stay around low vibrating people. They usually eat low vibrating foods, and they like that mentality, okay? So one thing you can do for yourself, are you eating live food, fruits, vegetables? Are you drinking water? Are you bogging yourself down with all that crap? Like, it's a slippery slope, my friend. You can do things. You are in control of your life. Stop giving your power away to other people. Like, it's just not healthy. And then finally, the last one is, they're just people that you don't want to spend time with. So my final thought for you is, are those people helping or hurting your life? Are those people truly an asset to your life? Are those people somebody that you would want to share your hopes and dreams with? Are those people somebody that you can say, hey friend, I need help, and not need anything in return? You have control over so much of your life. Stop allowing other people to get under your skin and run it. You may not think that that's happening, but ask yourself, how many times do you engage with those people? How many times do you stoop to their level? How many times do they just pull you in because you can't help yourself? Stay away. Ask yourself, how can you change some of these things? Could you give that yoga stuff, that meditation stuff a try? Like, what's the worst that could happen? It doesn't help you, and you are exactly where that you are. So there's just so many things that we can do, and I hope that this Daily Dose of Hope show was helpful for you, was eye-opening for you, maybe resonated with you on some level. Maybe there's a negative person in your life you want to share this with. This might be a non-confrontational way of saying, hey, my friend, I like you, but I don't like how you're behaving. Whatever that is, just remember that you are in control of you, and you get to decide what it is that you want and where it is that you want to go. Nobody decides that for you. And at the end of the day, or better yet, all day today, pay attention if you're helping build people up or if you're helping tear people down. That's in your thoughts, that's in your words, and that's in your actions. You will be amazed at what kind of impact you can make in people's lives by being just a little bit more positive, by truly supporting people, by being the hero for the right reasons to the right people. And see what happens, see what changes. This is part of what my hope is to help you all with, is to be able to, one, help you physically, but also mentally and emotionally, because if we're not good up here, we're not good here. We're not good in our bodies. It's hard to make those changes. So we can start by just recognizing these things. And if you do notice that you are prone, that amygdala is just in that fight or flight response, there are things that you can do to get yourself out of that place. It can start with something as simple as breathing exercises, simple meditation, start goal setting and writing down your goals every day. Journaling, having a gratitude journal. I know these things sound silly and stupid, and I used to always be like, that's so dumb. But guess what? Those are some of my biggest opportunities, and some of my biggest pushes in life have been doing things like that, because it's the constant, habitual, repetitious action of that that have pushed me now to make those big changes and choices in my life that have been positive. All right, my friend, that's all I have for you today. If you felt like this broadcast was helpful, you know what to do. Share the love, that little button there, toot, 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 and share out this broadcast, and I will see you guys again really soon. I will be at Matt's. Please let me know if you're going to be at Matt's. Randy, thanks. Hope I needed to hear this. Awesome. I'm so glad. Thanks, Scott, so much for tuning in. And if you didn't know, so myself, Mother Trucker Yoga, we have partnered with TA Petro on the fitness side of trucking, and we will be at various TA Petros throughout the entire US over the course of 2020. Our next two coming up here, we're gonna be in Vegas on March 3rd at the Petro, and we're gonna be in Ontario, California. When I said that the first time, my husband was like, you're going to Canada? No, on the 17th of March. I'll be there all day. We'll have some opportunities from workshops, but literally I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. all day long. We can work out in the fitness center. I can literally help you create a fitness plan for yourself. How about 5 minutes a day? If you just wanna talk, if you wanna have lunch together, like, I'm there all day. Whatever you guys want or need, I'm there for you. If you have a TA or Petro anywhere in the US, that you would like me to come to, drop it in the comments section or private message me. Let me know where you'd want to go. That's the cool thing, is I get to choose where I want to go. The only requirements is that we would like it to have a fitness center. So that's the only thing. If you know of one that you would like me to come to and hang out with you and say hi, or if you have some friends, truckers, I don't care who they are, and we can help you guys over at those TA Petros. All right, until next time, you guys, I will see you again really soon. Share out this broadcast. Much love. Love you all. And keep being positive. Keep seeing yourself as valuable and worthy and definitely someone that can contribute to this crazy world. And I will see you guys again really soon.